February was another great month for U.S. pork exports, and while leading market Mexico was once again the pace setter, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said strong global demand for U.S. pork is widespread.
February export stats continue to show significant momentum for pork globally, up 10% year to date, 14% growth in the month of February. We continue to see a dramatic performance by Mexico, but I think this month the real story is that there's a lot of other markets that are contributing to the cause. We've got Korea, we've got Colombia, we've got Australia, Central America. Korea in particular is exciting, I think, because it's starting to show the inevitable rebound of food service in Korea, which we've been waiting on for several months. So I think overall a very exciting month for pork.
February beef exports were down slightly from a year ago in volume, but jumped 10% in value. Western Hemisphere markets led the way, but Hallstrom also sees encouraging signs in the Middle East and in some Asian markets.
For February on beef, a very big month again for Mexico, almost 20,000 tons. But similar to pork, we're starting to see some other markets really contribute as well. Caribbean, I believe, had a record month, almost 3,000 tons, diversified across several different countries within the region. You had Central America with dramatic growth and South America as well. And I shouldn't leave out the Middle East, especially on the beef variety meats. And you know, you've got Asia stepping up on a beef side, over 5,000 tons for Taiwan, which is 15% growth after a slow start in January. February looks pretty good in Taiwan. And Korea, while down slightly on the volume side, the value side showed dramatic growth. So we're starting to see international tourism pick up in Asia, but it's especially apparent in the numbers for Korea.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.